From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress that his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Abu Omar is a teacher in Aleppo. He says, "We had to stop classes for 2 weeks, but now that we're up and running again, we will move along to cover what we missed." Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Egypt's interior ministry says unidentified gunmen killed 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers in an attack just outside of Cairo today. While no group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, jihadist groups have routinely killed policemen and soldiers in similar attacks in the Sinai Peninsula and also near Cairo. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison just outside of Mexico City to another penitentiary. The notorious drug cartel boss has twice escaped Mexican prisons in recent years. He was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, separated by the U.S. state of Texas from the Rio Grande River. This is VOA News. In India, numerous people are dead, many others injured, after a bus plunged into a deep gorge in Mandi district in the northern part of the country. Ramesh Kumar was an eyewitness. He said the accident took place on a section of the road where the pavement had caved in. The state government-owned bus was on its way from Kinnar district from Dharamsala. The forest fire raging through a community in Canada's Alberta province doubled in size on Saturday, engulfing 200,000 hectares. The blaze has forced the evacuation of the city of Fort McMurray. The Canadian government has also declared a state of emergency in Alberta. Officials say it could take months to bring the fire under control. More than 1,100 firefighters are battling 49 blazes across Alberta. 7 of them are totally out of control. President Obama delivered a commencement speech at the historically African-American Howard University here in Washington on Saturday. He told the graduates that race relations have improved over the past 3 decades, but that more work needs to be done.
In 1983, I was part of fewer than 10% of African-Americans who graduated with a bachelor's degree. Today, you're part of more than 20% who will. And more than half of blacks say we're better off than our parents were at our age, and that our kids will be better off too.
President Obama told the college graduates they are better positioned now than at any other time to address outstanding problems. Saturday's speech was the first of 3 commencement addresses President Obama has on his agenda this graduation season. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton inched closer to a party nomination with a caucus win Saturday in Guam. Clinton won 60% of the vote, earning 4 of the 7 delegates. Her rival, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, a senator there, won 3 delegates. However, Sanders picked up nearly 50 delegates in the recent Washington caucus. Despite the Washington results, Clinton maintains a lead in the overall delegate count with 2,228 delegates. She has more than 93% of the 2,383 delegates needed to win the nomination. Sanders has 1,454. The former Secretary of State Clinton is on track to clinch that nomination in early June. Sanders has said he has no plans to quit before the final primary votes that have been cast in June. And today is Mother's Day here in the U.S. and around the world, a day dedicated to celebrating and appreciating the work of mothers. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.